Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. Few of us can resist a slot machine. Well, the only thing I ever get out of them is a couple of tatty sweets the sun's got at, or a weight card that says I'm 3 stone 6 and should stop being aggressive. But it's the post office who supplied the slot machine for stamps just outside the squadron office that's got Able Seaman Johnson beaten.
There go, you brute. Give me back me pennies. Come on, cough up. Give us me stamp. I know you're in there, threatening. Come out and fight like a man. Oh, 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 I bust me fist now. Oh, me fist.
Well, well, well. So, this is an old fat fellow doing his little job.
Well, I've hurt me fist clobbering that blooming stamp machine. It's eating Abel Seaman Johnson's pennies.
Johnson, I'm ashamed of you.
If you mean I'm supposed to let you put the stamps on me letters and post them, I'm not doing it.
Why not?
Well, because every time I do, my mum min has to pay sixpence the other end.
Well, it's hardly my fault the GPO using Imperial glue, is it? Oh, my name is Camel or something.
The stamps I buy from you don't come off, they never go on.
Oh, yes, they do, in a sort of roundabout way.
How?
How? Well, after I've copped your threatens, I write OHMS on the envelope and bang it in Evers' post tray.
Well, you're not posting this letter, see? It's Fatso's entry for a newspaper competition. And Fatso's going to win it and all.
Go on. What's our prize going to be, then?
Our prize is going to be mine for a start. As a choice, you see, you can either have a boat or a knitting machine.
Oh, well, that's fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll have the boat and you can have the knitting machine.
That's not what I meant. You can only have one prize, so you have to choose, you see.
Good, I chose it. We'll go 50-50. I'll have the boat and you can launch it.
Yeah, you're rotten, you are. That's what you are, a rotten old rotter who's absolutely stinking rotten.
It's all right, don't argue, you grumbling gasometer. Come on, give us the letter or I'll miss the next collection from Meadows Post Tray.
Yeah.
Come in.
Hello, Ada. Well, well, well. Ada. Oh, I say, you must have had good news, eh? Oh, you look real radiant, you do, Ada. Oh, yes. Oh, so fresh you look, Ada. Just like a dainty little spring flower you look, Ada. A little ray of sunshine shining on us all.
Whatever it is you want to scrounge, no.
No?
No.
Oh.
And while you're about it, there's something else.
Oh, what's that?
You can take that letter out of my post tray. It's not going OHMS.
But it's official letter.
Oh, really? I didn't know their lordships were so hard up for ships they had to enter the Daily World Winner Boat Competition.
Well, it's just a small attempt by Able Seaman Johnson and myself as humble sailors serving the flag to help the old mother country to save a bob or two on naval estimates. I mean, if we can win and can hand it over to the land we love so well, we shall ask for recognition. Just
the money for it.
Yes. No.
Come on in, number one.
Tell me, Thundercats.
Hello, Chief Petty Officer Pertwee. What are you doing here?
Yes, Chief. I thought you were aboard Tripod.
Yeah, I thought you were, no.
Well, now that you are here, you may as well hear the news. You may remember Sir Willoughby Todd Hunter Brown, the ex-governor of Patani Land. Well, he's just been appointed governor of Fisker Island.
Oh, I'm delighted to hear the lad's working again, sir. Yeah, but that's all. I'll be just toddling off.
It's not all by a long way, Chief.
Oh, I was afraid it wouldn't be.
Trotbridge is to take Sir Willoughby and his wife out to Fisker Island immediately. They'll go aboard at 09:30 tomorrow morning, so you'll be sailing about 11.
Well, I'm sure the crew will be delighted to hear it, sir. None more than my skunk. It's my leg. I've got him again.
Got him? Got what?
A nasty attack of the twinging screws. No, don't bother with the ambulance, sir. I'll limp to sick bay on me tops. Oh, the anigoni of it.
Yes, and I'd say that for the twinging screws, a long sea voyage is just the thing, wouldn't you, Captain Purdy?
No, you wouldn't, sir. No, it's the salt air. When you've got the twinging screws, it plays havoc and old Harry with your left hand.
All the dash and pepper.
Exactly, sir. Very painful it is in all.
Now, stop this nonsense at once, Chief, and get aboard.
Oh, do come on, Amelia. As governor, I'm supposed to meet the officers in the wardroom, and we've been at sea for hours now.
I'm just coming, Willie. I was just making sure that all my suitcases were the right way up. I don't want any of them to leak.
Leak? Suitcases can't leak?
Oh, if they can. They're as full of bottles as mine are, Willie.
Oh, do hurry up. Come in.
Oh, excuse me, sir. The captain sends his Todd Hunter Brown, so will you and Lady Wardroom join him in the compliments?
Come again?
Oh, I'd rather not, sir. I think that's just about the nearest I'll ever get.
I know what he means, Willie. I have exactly the same little difficulty my son self time.
Oh, well, come on then. Lead the way.
Why, certainly, sir. The wardroom's just down... No, wait a minute. No, I think it's back at... No, it must be along,
Yeah, this is so embarrassing. You didn't happen to notice which way I came, did you?
No. Oh, tell you what, is there a bar in the wardroom?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, good show. We'll follow the wife. Off you go, dear.
All right. Here we go. This way. Turn left. Left again. Through here. Mind your head. There we are. Wardroom. Now, mine's large gin.
Never fail,
Slummy. Sort of radar. After you, sir.
Oh, welcome aboard, madam. Nice to have you with us, sir. May I introduce our captain, Lieutenant Commander Staunton?
Chant.
Todd Hunter Brown, eh? Any relation to Willoughby Todd Hunter Brown?
I am Willoughby Todd Hunter Brown, Captain.
Are you really? My word, yes, I can see the family like this now. Oh, yes. How is he then?
How's who?
Captain Willoughby Todhunter Brown. He must be an army man, is he?
Well, I've no idea.
No.
Perhaps you'd like to ask the wife. No. Amelia, dear, the captain wants to ask you.
I was wondering when somebody was going for. But I'll have a tiny snortful of whatever's going.
Excuse me, Amelia, dear. Sir, I don't think you've met our new electronics officer, Lieutenant Bates.
Well, how do you do? Well, to tell the truth, sir, I'm rather in the pink. Been having an absolute ball in the old wireless room. I've been having a bit of fun down there, sorting out the old humdrummy switch. Some clot had put it rather too near the floggle toggle.
Is that serious?
Oh, crikey, yes. It meant we were getting far too much hum and not enough grummet.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes, sir.
I just noticed something, and it's bothering me.
Oh, we'll take him off, sir.
What was that exactly, sir?
Well, the captain's here. I'm here. You're here. And Lieutenant Bates is here.
Rather, sir. We're all here.
Yes, quite. So who the blazes is on the bridge?
Well, sir, there'll be the chief Oh, lummy. He must be up there on his Todd Hunter. I mean, he's browned off. I'm glad I'm not duty officer.
Mr. Phillips, look at the sheet. You are.
Oh, that's what I mean, sir. Whoever the clot is will be for it. And I think I'll just go up on the bridge and get some air.
I should, Mr. Phillips. The chief must be feeling a bit lonely up there. Although, as far as navigation is concerned, I doubt if he's ever had it so good.
Left hand down a bit, Johnson.
Left hand down a bit, is it?
Cool. Oh, now, this is rich, this is. All the officers having a nosh up in the wardroom. We're left sliving over a hot helm.
Yeah. They're a rotten lot of rottens being rotten, aren't they?
Yeah. Just as well you turned up. We ought to have been up here on me Jack Jones. And tearing round like a blue-faced baboon.
Thank you, Chief.
Not at all. Now you're here, I've got a blue-faced baboon to tear down for me.
That does it. You're not even going to have a ride in me boat when I win it now. Captain Abel Seaman Johnson won't have you aboard, so there.
Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten about that. When did the Daily World announce the winner, then?
Well, any day now. I've asked Heather to let us know.
That's a good lad. I presume you told them that you wanted the boat and not the knitting machine.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, you know I meant to.
Oh, you bungling great potty porpoise. You're going to look a right Charlie, aren't you, sitting in the sea going, knit one, purr one. Well, I'll see when Ginger's on duty in the WT room and get him to make a signal to Heather.
Yeah, isn't that a bit dangerous, Chief? Supposing old Thunderguts finds out.
Well, that's a risk we've got to take, Johnson. We've got to make sure we get possession of the boat somehow.
What was that, Chief?
Me? Hey, Arthur. No, nothing, sir. Nothing at all.
So, well, then, sorry I'm late. Left hand down a bit. Steady of that. Right hand up a bit. Back a bit. Up at the top of back a bit. Over a bit sideways. Hold it there. Left hand down again. Whoa! And pull ahead, both.
Tell me, Mr. Phillips. What are you trying to do? A nautical cha-cha-cha?
Oh, no, Chief. Just trying to catch up, up, up.
With due respect, sir. Some of us have been on duty a long time, some of us has. While some of us have been having a booze up without the thought for some of us who haven't. So some of us can hardly be surprised if the other some of us has got the dead needle with some of us. Can some of us?
Some of us wouldn't know because some of us haven't the foggiest what some of us are talking about.
Well, some of us will find out. Sometime.
Some of us would rather not.
Do you care for another Pinkers, Governor?
Oh, why not?
Ah, now, excuse me, sir. But do you mind if I join you?
One moment, Mr. Fitz, before you make yourself cozy in the wardroom. Are you duty officer today?
No.
Well, who's on the bridge?
The captain, sir.
Oh, that's all right, then. I don't want to risk leaving the chief up there alone again.
Yes, quite, sir.
Ever since last Monday, I've had a feeling I've been sent to Coventry.
Yes, he has been a bit bolshy, hasn't he?
He has indeed. Every time I ask him to do something, he reminds me that some of us always do all the work for some of us, while the other some of us don't lift a flipping finger to do some of us's share.
I didn't like to say anything, but we noticed some of the crew were a bit uppity, hadn't we, Amelia?
Excuse me, sir. I don't like to interrupt you, sir, but it's urgent, sir.
Yes, what is it?
I've been on duty in the communications room, sir, and there are a couple of signals I think you ought to know about.
Well, why haven't I had them before?
They concern CPO Pertwee, sir, and they're a bit odd.
So is he just a bit late, then?
Positively mutinous. That's a word I wouldn't like to use too lightly, sir. Not when you've seen these signals.
What? Yeah, let me see. To Squadron Office Portsmouth, imperative you inform the world that we intend claiming the boat as a prize. Signed, Pertwee. Good heavens.
Lummy. He's gone round the proverbial.
What's the other signal?
Reply from Squadron Officer. Here.
Before taking action reclaiming boat, is there no alternative you'd settle for?
I say, sir, this looks jolly ugly.
It does. I can't believe the chief would mutiny like this. Wonder why Povey hasn't made a signal to me warning us.
With due respect, sir, he can't. The toggle on transmitter's been broke.
What? Good Lord. Who by?
I don't know, sir. It happened just after the last signal came in. I just popped out to deliver it, and when I came back, it were broke.
Was there anybody near the communications room?
Well, yes, sir. Abel Seaman Johnson. He scarpered off just as I got there.
It's bad. Get back to your duties, Ginger. And not a word to the chief.
Aye, sir.
Sabotage now, eh? My word, number one. It looks as if this crew of yours really means business.
It does indeed. It could be very dangerous.
Sir. Might I make a suggestion, sir?
Certainly. What is it?
Well, sir, just in case this mutiny looks like coming off, couldn't we have the sea boat provisioned up? Then we could make Fisker in that.
Wise precaution, Mr. Stewart.
Yes, sir.
Very wise. I wonder how you came to think of it.
Well, sir, when people are frightened to death, they do very strange things.
Look out.
The mutiny. Start to take cover.
Terribly sorry, I dropped them.
Oh. What on earth are you doing, Amelia?
Well,
I was just gathering up a few bottles, provisional seabed, and some of them sort of slipped.
Yeah, Lummy, that's a relief. I thought the rough stuff had started.
Yes, so did I. You know, our nurse are in a shocking state. I just can't believe that she would do this.
Neither can I, sir.
I think there must be some other explanation than mutiny.
I wish there was, sir. I've just remembered something else. Sir, something I overheard.
When?
When Pertwee was on the bridge alone, sir. Just as I got to the bridge, I heard him say to Johnson that something was a risk they had to take, and they had to get possession of the boat somehow.
Oh, good gracious. Any other choice little tidbits of glad tidings you've forgotten to tell me about?
No, sir, no, sir. Except for the last few days, I've been expecting him to call me Mr. Christian.
All right. If he makes one more move, we'll take to the sea boat, and as soon as we get to Fisker, we'll get Admiralty to put a stop to this little game.
I just can't understand it, sir. I mean, it's just not like him. I thought we were his friends.
I'm sure we are. I don't suppose he's the slightest intention of taking over the boat. Come in.
I'm sorry to bother you, sir. It's a little matter of maritime law, sir. I wonder if you could help me.
What is it, Chief?
Well, sir, when a boat changes hands, do you have to re-register it, Lord? Come in, Marilyn. Who is it?
It's me, Keith. Wake up. Something's happened.
Well, let it. I'm going back to Marilyn.
No, you can't. Everybody's gone.
Everybody's gone? What are you talking about, everybody's gone?
There isn't another person aboard except us. They've all disappeared in the night.
What? Hey?
It's a joke. That's what it is, isn't it? Hey, isn't it? Hey. You're pulling sheepies, who? Aren't you?
No, I'm not, you know.
They've all gone.
The comet, sir. The comet. Come on, let's have a look.
Hello? Anyone at all? Peekaboo! On six over! At you come! Laughing!
No answer was a stern reply. They've gone. And I'll tell you, someone else has gone as well.
What?
The sea boat and most of the rafts.
Well, obviously, I mean, if they've abandoned ship and forgotten us, they must have taken the boat and the rafts in order to... Help!
We left behind!
Help!
I don't want to be the boy in the burning deck. We're not on fire.
Then we must have a leak.
Help!
We'll go down like a stew. We've been ooed and never been towed.
Well, what are we going to do then?
Keep calm, Thomas. Keep calm. Nothing's to be gained by getting into a panic. Barry, all we've got to do is abandon ship!
Get in and pack me first!
Out the road, Pat, so get out of the road. Where's the nearest raft?
Well, there's one aft.
Good lad, that's mine.
Well, what about mine?
You'll find another one. I'm not chancing your weight on Pertwee's raft, even if it is meant for 20 people. Get out!
But that's the only one left, Chief.
Oh, all right, then. Let's get the flaming thing launched.
Yes.
Pertwee took what? No gates for the mermaid. Besides, somebody's got to do the paddling.
I've a good mind to stay aboard now, you rotten.
Water. I can't go on much longer.
Water. Don't be ridiculous, Mr. Phillips. You had some 10 minutes ago.
Perhaps he wants a shave.
Seems an extraordinary thing to ask for anyway. Must have gone right off his stump.
Understandable, though. I mean, we have been drifting about for rather a long time.
Yes, we ought to have sighted Fisker yesterday.
We must be on course, sir. I was navigating by the sun. Fisker is due east, so all we had to do was follow it.
Follow it? Phillips, where does the sun rise?
Oh, any clock knows that. It rises in the west and sets in the east. Why are you all looking at me like that?
It rises in the east and sets in the west, idiot.
Well, it's hardly my fault if it's been changed, isn't it? I wasn't notified.
I say, you chaps, I know I'm only the captain, but how about somebody else having a row?
Just about done. Oh, what heavens, I've completely forgotten.
Honey, yes. He's been rowing ever since we abandoned ship.
Yes. Don't I know it, old Bruce? Where I haven't got blisters, I've got corns. And where I've got corns is going to remain on the secret list.
Oh, cheer up, sir. I'm sure we'll sight land as soon as the dawn breaks.
Oh, splendid.
Dawn can break as soon as it likes. It's freezing.
And why don't we have a little something to keep the cold out? I remembered my corkscrew.
Sir, look.
Where?
Sir, it's the dawn, sir. Dawn's coming up.
Well, tell her to get away. There's no room in the boat.
Mr. Phillips, any sign of land?
No, I don't think. Yes, look, there. Here's, look, straight ahead.
Yes, so there is. But that can't be Fisker, surely. It's not big enough.
It's difficult to see yet, sir. At present, it looks more like a long grey wall. Or a... Mr. Phillips, that's not land. It's the side of Trout Bridge.
What? Oh, Lummy, they must have been following us.
They haven't, you know. It means you steered us in a complete circle.
Really? I say, how clever of you. Oh, well done, Leslie.
Leslie will be well done, all right, if the mutineers are still aboard.
Well, there can't be many of them, because most of them left about the same time as we did.
What?
Do I tell you? When we left, I happened to look back to wave a last farewell to my delicious luggage, and there was Ross, popping up all over the water, very pretty.
Very odd. Rafts looks as though they're all stowed aboard now.
There's one raft missing aft, sir.
Yes. Well, we'd better approach with caution. We don't want to give them the slightest excuse to open fire on us. Look out! What? Get down, all of you. Don't move.
What's happened?
What? I'm not sure yet. Something trying to sneak up on us from the starboard side.
No, sir.
We'll come around the stern in a second. It's coming round.
Yes.
Coming round. Move, sir. Get down, men. Get down.
But,
may attack at any moment.
Don't shoot. We're unarmed.
Oh. Chief Phillips of Pertwee, I'm charging you with inciting a mutiny.
What?
Mutiny? What are you talking about?
Mutiny? There's only me and Fats how here, sir.
You ran away from it, sir. You left us like two bags in the woods.
Ran away and let's sort this out on board before we all freeze to death.
Oh, an absolutely cracking good wee, sir. It'll give me a chance to fix that toggle I broke.
You broke, Lieutenant Bates?
Yes. I was trying to adjust it again, and I used rather too much force.
I see. You know, Mr. Phillips, I've got a nasty suspicion there's been a terrible misunderstanding.
Oh, I don't know any more, sir. But look, couldn't we sort of sort it out on board, sir? We're starving.
And with Pat so here, sir, it could be very nasty.
I think he's eaten half the raft already.
Right, Chief, get aboard.
Here they come, sir. Pompey's prodigal sons are home.
At last. Why is it whenever those idiots put to sea, they vanish and half the natives of the world have to search for them?
Well, the Admiral thought they'd gone behind the steel curtain.
Steel? Don't you mean iron curtain?
No, probably, sir, but you know the Admiral. He never does get things quite right.
Neither do those idiots. Well, look at their way there. You look out, run for it, they'll never stop in time. Oh, run, 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 everybody's out.
All ashore is going ashore. Phillips, may I suggest that the last command should have been stop engines and not what ho she bumps?
Look at that dandy. Just had a refit and there's hardly a lick of paint left anywhere. It's absolutely monstrous.
What on earth's been going on?
Apart from a couple of ridiculous signals about some competition or other, we haven't had a word from you. Where the blue, blithering brick dust have you been?
Fisker Island, sir.
Oh, well, I suppose that's something. I wouldn't have been at all surprised if you brought the governor and his wife back with you.
Would somebody give me a hand with my luggage?
Oh, Lummy. I knew we'd forgotten to do something.
Well, sir, we have had rather a trying time.
Yeah, but they can something, we'll have another one. You can put to sea again at once and don't come back till you've delivered the governor to Fisker.
Oh, I said, we're the only two...
Go! Go! It's me leg! Twinging screws! Stop me again!
Stop that at once.
But I can't... We've got to claim our prize.
I'm so sorry, Chief, but I forgot to give it to you. I've got a letter here for you from the Daily World.
Oh, never mind that now. I'll get it for all of you.
Oh, just a minute, sir. We must know what they've won.
Or rather, if it's the knitting machine, could I borrow it for a bit? I've got potatoes in all my socks.
It won't be the knitting machine, sir. It'll be the boat. Now, we particularly... It's a carve up, that's what it is. It's a dirty great carve up, look at it. Look at that, we've been robbed. That's what we've been robbed.
What's the matter? Haven't you won the boat?
No, sir, not the boat. That steaming great, that knit. He didn't read all of it. The first prize isn't a boat, it's a boat trip. And we've won it. There, you know where it's to, don't you? A paid cruise for two to Fisker Island.
Oh, congratulations.
Right, Swindle, this is. Wait till I get my hands on
it. What's going on?
I am. I'll tell you what it's all about. Oh, it's you. Hello, sir. Well, well, well. The very man. I've got a little proposition to make, sir. Now then, how about a luxury cruise for you and Mrs. Governor to Fisker Island? 20 nickel on deposit will do. Very, very nice, sir. When Rachel's on duty day and night, a couple of seats at the captain's table. Don't delay. She's sailing today.
That was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant. Commander Fovey was played by Richard Caldicott, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, Goldstein was Tenniel Evans, and Heather was Heather Chasen. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston. Thank you.